Now, every country wants its citizens to buy domestic products as much as possible, and the Czech Republic is no exception. In the past few years, it's taken a more active approach in promoting the wares of Czech food producers through the Klasa food quality symbol. It was introduced in 2003 as a stamp of approval for Czech goods that meet several conditions. And it seems that more consumers are now taking notice. Jason Hovett has the story.
The State Agriculture Intervention Fund released statistics recently showing the marketing campaign around its Klasa mark that started in the middle of last year is starting to bear fruit, and that the mark is beginning to mean a sign of quality for many shoppers. Before the campaign started, only 6% of its target group, that is women between the ages of 20 and 55, recognized the Klasa mark. Today, more than 36% of women know of it, according to the fund's research.
I certainly prefer products with this Klasa mark because it means quality and the products are quality.
The Klasa mark, which means class in Czech, and the letter A represents a mark of excellence, was created in 2003. Since that time, 852 products from 143 producers have received the stamp. Sausages, cheese, yogurt, and bread are among the most common products. To receive the mark, goods must meet a number of requirements. Chief among them is that it has to be 100% produced in the country. And depending on the product, 40 to 90% of the ingredients must be Czech-sourced. The product should also adhere to safety standards, and the producer must be certified. These guidelines are creating the desired effect. According to the fund's research, some 84% of women take the Klasa mark to mean quality, which, besides price, is the top demand among Czech shoppers. Another 60% said they will give preference to products with the mark in the future. While several shoppers don't yet recognize the Klasa stamp, many already do look for it among their grocery aisles.
It's the best quality of Czech products. I know this time. It is best, and the best is good.
In case I have two products, which I don't know, and one of them has this mark Klasa, I would choose that one. Because if I don't know that product or that mark, I would decide for that one with this picture or with this writing there, Klasa, because it might be better.
Drawing money from the EU, the fund last year spent 180 million crowns on marketing activities, including billboards, promotions in retail shops, and presenting at exhibitions in the Czech Republic and abroad. This year, they have a 238 million crown marketing budget, and plan to include more advertisements on television, in newspapers, magazines, and in outdoor spots. The goal now, says the fund's spokeswoman, Jitka Slukova, is to orientate shoppers with quality Czech products and provide marketing support to domestic producers who don't usually have big ad budgets. However, the fund doesn't want to stop there and is also trying to raise Czech products' profile abroad, as Slukova explains.
Naší cílovou skupinou jsou především ženy, a to jakéhokoliv věku, protože převážně žena se tedy stará o výživu v rodině, ale
our target group is mainly women from a variety of ages who shop for their family. But we're not only aiming for Czech consumers, therefore we're also heading out to all possible exhibitions abroad. We're organizing promotional activities at foreign embassies. We publish catalogs of Czech producers in several languages to help them reach the European market. We have also enlisted the help of well-known Czech sports figures who represent us abroad. For example, Kateřina Neumannová promotes the Klasa mark. Billboards found at border areas are also multilingual and offer Czech products. At the airport, we now have two shops, both in the old and new terminals, which exclusively sell Czech products and promote the Klasa mark and explain what it means and the level of its quality to foreign visitors.
Vysvětlují tam cizincům, co to znamená, jaká kvalita za tímto výrobkem stojí a podobně.
That report was by Jason Hovett.